Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I actually, seriously, I thought it was one of the best fights I've seen, literally, in terms of throwing in, years. I mean, just heavy. Like, I mean, it was like at one point, my buddy I was sitting there with said, this is like Gotti Ward. It was really just violence. It was 12 rounds of violence. And it was, I mean, they beat the crap out of each other with like body shots. I mean, there was more body shots, I thought, that did damage than really shots to the face. I didn't think either one of them looked like they got lit up that much when it was over. They could still go out and pick up chicks. But I thought the presser afterwards was pretty decent when, Showtime was still giving him the business. And the guy's like, bro, I just took your belt. Shut up. No one's listening to you. You don't sell out arenas. You're not getting no pay-per-view fights unless I'm there. I mean, do you even get it? And I was like, that is awesome. Just putting him in his place. Porter just kept yelling. Now, we're friends with Porter. I like the guy. He knows us. And we're buddies with him and everything. But that still doesn't pay the electric bill. You know what I mean? He still got his ass beat. Like, in that 11th, that left hook took his entire face off his face. Like, did you see the 4D slow-mo of his entire lips and jaw flying off his face about 4 inches and then snapping back as he went down? That was it. Fight over right there. I was sitting in this suite, and because I moved up from the seats we had right behind the ring.
I know. I watched the rest of the fight from the tarmac at LAX, so I got to see all.
Same thing. I was in the American Express suite, the tarmac suite. What's the difference? Either way, I was in a big leather chair, and then this dude's lips and face just flew off his face, and I was like, that's it, lights out, right there, fight over. Because everyone thought it was a draw up until that point, because it was so even. Like, Sean brought his dinner to the party, you know. He ate his own food at the dinner. He didn't have anybody cooking him anything. He brought his own dinner. He's like, I'm going to show up. I'm going to hurt somebody. And then he did it. He brought his own pizza to the party. He's like, don't touch my food. That's mine. I like mushrooms. So it was violent. It was really a good fight.
I thought it was a really good fight too. Of course, I had to leave, unfortunately, but I did go back and watch it. And it was a great fight. I'm really upset that I had to leave. It was violent. They threw a lot of hands, but the knockdown in the 11th is what changed.
That was the difference.
That was the difference.
Benavidez stopped Durrell to get the WBC super middleweight title back, and they announced the Wilder Ortiz to King Kong trying to take on Wilder for a second time. The same result will be, it'll only be worse, because he's really, since he got his ass knocked out the first time, hasn't really fought anybody, I don't think. So he's waited 2 years to get his ass beat again, I guess, apparently. Look, I'm watching old Wilder fights right now in here, and I'm not jumping up and down about this guy, but I will say this. Like, I've seen way better heavyweights in my life, way better. But I think he's got a violent knockout punch. Like, so he got one thing going for him. It's that big right hook, and that haymaker can knock you flush out, cold, make you sleep, you know, have dreams, all that business. But, you know, he knocks guys out, but most of the guys he fights are bums. So, like, his resume, I got a better resume of fights I've been in, street fights. I've been in better street fights. I got on that one on 48th, Moff. Touchdown Steelers again. Now they're beating some ass. It's 23-3 with the pending extra point. But, anyway, he's going to fight Ortiz again on November 23rd in Vegas. I think if he fights Fury again, he's going to knock him out this time for good.
Oh, he's going to fight Fury again.
And he'll knock him out. He knocked him down twice. This time he won't get up. Watch. That guy's a fat slob. Any way you slice it, there is no getting around it. You're a fat ass. Let's stop with your son, all this gypsy king stuff. You're just a fat ass. And that other dude is ripped and mean and nasty. And if he doesn't eat for a week before that fight, he'll kill you dead and take your wife out to dinner. I don't think Fury has a wife. Actually, did too much blow. She left him. I'm just kidding. I don't think he ever had a wife. But if he did, she would have left. I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.